You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Morgan Springer. This summer on IPR, we're hearing studio sessions with musicians in Northern Michigan. Today on the show, Robin Lee Barry.
There's a deep, deep hole up ahead in the road round the bend every time.
Barry is a singer-songwriter and a mainstay in Northern Michigan's folk music scene. She came up north in the 80s as a single mom.
So I look back and I think those times were really, really hard, and I know they were. And they were full of a lot of real incredible successes, too, because if you could just get up and breathe every day, you've already gotten ahead of what you thought was an obstacle.
Barry says recording music was hard, and she remembers leaving gigs in the early morning hours.
Driving home on, you know, 3.5 tires and hardly any gas in the car, and your car dies and you're by the side of the road, and it's 2 a.m. and you're wearing a silk shirt and it's winter, you know.
Now Barry says things are much easier. She lives in Boyne City and is working on her next studio album. IPR's David Castleman interviewed Barry and was there for her live performance. Here she is in Studio A performing her new song, Give My Children Back.
Give my children. To light our way, we cannot return here. It isn't safe here, my love, I fear for our very lives. Courage it's taken to leave our homes. I know what we run from is worse than the unknown. It's what we run to that worry me. Mama, no. Hear them weeping, you can hear them too. Hear them weeping, take me to my children's side. Hear them weeping. How could you? Hear them weeping. Take me to my children's side. Hear them weeping. How dare you?
That was Robin Lee Barry performing the song Give My Children Back. Robin, thanks for coming in today.
My pleasure being here.
It's hard not to pick up on the political themes or the relevance of a song like Give My Children Back. I'm wondering how your songwriting has been influenced by the political climate these days.
It used to be, I think, maybe I was a little more timid about exposing my feelings about things politically, but because it's involving human lives so close to us in so many aspects, it ramped up the responsibility gauge for me. So, you know, I think it changes the world. Music changes the world, and music needs to be able to enhance what we're hearing. And when you hear something sung to you, I think you can almost tell better if it's the truth.
You've put out several albums over the years. Your latest was called Weave Me a Parachute from 2017. And now you're working on a new album. And we talked earlier and you said that you've had a productive winter writing. What do you find is inspiring you to write new material these days?
Well, to me, this has been a mission to find, to create space to write music. I know it's a responsibility and an extreme joy at the same time. But putting that into a very busy life is really, really hard. I've got a very complicated and busy life. And I watched years go by going, boy, those busy things ate up my creative energy. I don't have creative energy anymore. I started to do that talk to myself of the slippery slope of talking yourself out of being a songwriter. And I captured that thought, thankfully, going, wait a minute. I've just got to plan better. I'm just going to make the first 2 hours of my day every day. I'll give it the opportunity to grow there. If it's gone, it's gone. But I'm going to get up and I'm going to wait and sit on the nest. And then I'm going to try to be true to this muse. And when it shows its beautiful little face, I'm going to write it down, capture it every way I can, and see what happens. And so what happened for me, it was so cold. Do I have to remind anybody how cold?
This past winter.
The winter was. That's right. Oh, my gosh. So my friend was the wood stove and my lovely guitar and the birds outside the window. And that repetition and devotion opened up a door I haven't been able to access in a very long time to my thrill. A lot of these songs are personal about growth. They're also about us as human beings and what we consider the values that we want to choose to live our lives with.
You're going to play one more song for us. It's called Drifting. Tell us a little bit about this song.
I was so fortunate a year or so ago to be able to go visit my son out in Montana. He lives up in Big Sky. I hadn't seen him in years and hadn't been there in the winter, haven't skied in a long, long time. So when we visited, one of the high points of this whole visit was to go down into the Madison River on his drift boat with a lot of his friends and this little dog, Aspen, of course, and go drift boat fishing all day. It was just heaven. I got so hooked in the idea of just standing in that river and being with my son and just feeling the family that he built out there and how beautiful it was and how much he appreciates the earth and how much he cares for it, that I was just like deeply moved. I came back and I really tried to capture that feeling of his perspective of being in this beautiful space with these people he now calls his family. I love that.
Here's Robin Lee Barry performing Drifting.
Of this warm wind, remember, center.
That's Robin Lee Barry performing in IPR's Studio A. To hear the entire song and see videos of Barry playing, head over to our website, interlochenpublicradio.org. I'm Morgan Springer. That's our summer music series here on IPR News Radio.